folks, it can be said beyond any shadow of a doubt that Pakistan is one country today out of 200 plus countries in the world where the military is basically the most illiterate, ill-educated, and have no brain at all. Their IQ is less than 9th grader in Pakistan, and it can be proved easily if they are forced to do some IQ tests. I'm sure any 9th grader in Pakistan can beat the Chief of Army Staff, Asim Munir. And the reason for this is very simple. This army is not Pakistani army. This is an alien army which has been created by alien ideas that the military has to have to no relation with civilians. That is why they call civilians bloody civilians. The military should not intermingle with the society. That's why no military officer intermingles or assimilates himself with the Pakistani society. Even when they go on vacation, they just stay with their friends and families. They don't talk to anybody because from the day they are commissioned in Kakul or any other place, where they take the oath that they will not get involved in any politics and will protect and obey the constitution, the day after they do everything opposite. They are actually forced to do everything opposite, where they are used, their energy is used to humiliate Pakistanis, civilians. They are told civilians are no good, civilians are enemy of the country, they are traitors, and you are the one who have to protect this country given by Allah. They induct Allah purposely because historically Allah and Mullah has no role in the struggle of Pakistan, because the people who struggled for the liberation of this part of the subcontinent, they were not believers. They were not good believers. They were not mullahs. They were not religious people. They were all Western educated secular people who knew what a state should have and should do in today's time. But after, when Pakistan was created and Qaid-e-Azam died or murdered on Shahr-e-Faisal, then they induct this idea that only Islam can save Pakistan. There were a few statements from Indian politicians like Patel or some of them who says that this is not a viable country and will fail within a month or a year or so. But politicians always make this kind of statement. That statement was not at all necessary to even talk about, because you had a country and you had a power of United Kingdom. The country who was holding it united for 150 years, which was going to protect Pakistan and will not allow it to be destroyed, because in international norms and practices under United Nations, no country can be invaded, no country can be occupied, and no country could be disturbed to an extent that it can create problem for its people. These noble ideology and principles established by United Nations were good enough proof or good enough support for Pakistanis to believe that the country has no threat at all. But the stupid politician like Laghat Ali Khan and the bureaucracy along with the military generals decided that we have to use Islam. The weakness of Liaquat Ali Khan was that he had no area in Pakistan where he can get elected easily. So he has to use religion to get to empower himself and empower his government. Because they were politically very weak, they went on creating this stupid resolution called Qaradad-e Maqasid, where they put Islam in the balance, and then from then on we only saw the interference and destruction of the country. The military, after Liaquat Ali Khan was killed, they manipulated the politics, they demoted the Prime Minister, they took him out, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, Ghulam Muhammad, whoever that was, he destroyed the constitution, he violated the laws of the country, and whatever was needed to bring Pakistan to stability was taken away. Maulvi Tamizuddin Khan government was dismissed for no reason, and even the Supreme Court back then, who was a very new court, sided with the Ghulam Muhammad and call it Nazariya-e-Zarurat. That Nazariya-e-Zarurat, the ideology of necessity, was the main reason why Pakistan could never get stable or a stable civilian government. Then the Pakistani generals, they decided to join in stupid military alliances like CETO. In 1954, the military general, I believe it was the rank of brigadier, who signed it on behalf of the government without discussing it with the civilian government. And then in 1955, they joined CENTO and unnecessarily aligned themselves and to be a tool in the hand of Western countries only for propaganda purposes. Militarily, Pakistan was very weak, was unable to do anything in both of these military contexts, and Pakistan has no relation, because both of these CETO and CENTO, Pakistan of thousands of miles away from the area of conflict. There was no reason at all to be part of it or to even get involved into it, because Pakistan was not fighting with Russia or in Cold War, and it was best if we had stayed non-aligned. Liaquat Ali Khan decided to go with the United States, nothing wrong with that, but then to get involved in military contracts on paper. Remember, there's not even a single soldier of Pakistan was able to help CETO or CENTO conflicts, because it has no money, it has no power, it has no arms and whatnot. It was basically at the Western ideas, and the Western countries who were facing Cold War were fully capable to finance any war with Russian bloc or Chinese bloc, you name it. But unnecessarily to tell the world that we are the main force in Pakistan, this military gang signed these contracts, and later that was became the most vital mistake in the country's history, because the military started interfering in everything. And then Iskandar Mirza, he took power, and from him came Ayub Khan, who overthrew everything. And when Ayub Khan came, he did the same thing. He taped the telephone calls of senior politicians, important politicians, politicians who had struggled for the country, who had a vision for the country, who had a planning for the country, and blackmailed them to stay quiet and be on the sideline. Then General Reef Khan, he took over bureaucracy, he took over Mullah gang, and then he started ruling the country. And for 10 years, although Pakistan has done something better, a little bit better as compared to India, because India was in Russian bloc and they had no money. So ultimately we got some perks and benefits, some aid internationally, and the economy started moving. But internally, because of the stupidity of Ayub Khan, we became so weak that we could not build a true nation. A nation is always built on education, freedom, human rights, and justice. None of this was allowed by Ayub Khan. They had some very special ideas. Oh, ye Sindh ke Nawab bade hame school nahi banane dete. Oh, ye Punjab ke Nawab jo hain ye hame school nahi banane dete. Aur hame road nahi banane dete. The fact is that there was no reason for the government and the nation to not educate its people. Even in the cities, kids in millions could not go to school because 90% of the budget was eaten by this military gang. The first budget submitted by Liaquat Ali Khan, we had 75% of the money going to military, and they had the fun of their life. And then at the time of Ayub Khan, they started controlling everything. They established defense housing societies. They made sure that defense housing society has water and electricity and phone service, no matter if any other part of the country has no facility, no utility. So this special preference to the military was the reason why Pakistanis lost hope, and they started either moving out or investing outside, or don't invest at all, because they were counting days that one today the military government will be over and the election will be held, and that way 10 years passed. The most vital part of the world history was wasted for not creating a Pakistani nation where everybody is equal, everybody has right of education, and everybody is provided with means to grow and progress. Banks never give any loan to poor, and we saw what happens when banks give loan to poor, particularly women, like this Grameen Bank in Bangladesh, which changed Bangladesh for better. But no such experiment was done or allowed in Pakistan. Every foreign aid was misused by military gang. Military gang who made military contracts was awarded with a Bangalore as a bribe. Particularly German companies and some American companies who had military contracts in millions and billions, and they were handed over a key of a furnished bungalow for a brigadier or general or whoever went out, negotiated the contract, gave the order at a demand price instead of trying to compete and get a price, and that way they become rich, filthy rich, and the nation got poorer and did get not so reasonable return on his payment in foreign dollars.